Zion Menachem Ov, Thursday the 19th of July, Avram Chaim Zahn. Ein asei docha los asei bamikdosh.
Morning, I will say, Chazal say, the Gemara says at the end of Menachos, anybody who learns the Inyoni Kodshim, it's Ke'ilu who brought the Kabbonis, it's Ke'ilu who built the Beis Hamikdosh. So it would appear to be an appropriate time to discuss something to do with Kabbonah, something to do with Kachim. The version of Galfen, today's daf, is Tzadi Zion, Zvochim Tzadi Zion. On Tzadi Zion on base is the Bakanta Gemara, and it's a general topic, so Bezaz Hashem, say over the abyssal rain on it, I think it's Shabbat L'chol Nefesh, it's very palatable Inyan. The Gemara says, everyone knows there's a rule, asei doicha lois asei. But the Gemara says there's an exception. Ein asei doicha lois asei shabbat mikdosh. When it comes to karbonos, then even if you have an asei clashing with the lois asei, the Torah says, over here we don't allow the asei to be over the lois asei, and you have to refrain from being mekayim the asei. And the Gemara says, from where do we know this rule? So the Gemara says, because we have a din by the Korban Pesach, ve'etzem loy sish berubay. One must not break a bone in the Korban Pesach. Mitzvah Shedi, there's a halacha, mitzvus achilas Korban Pesach. There's a mitzvus aseh deraisa to eat every drop, every morsel of basar of the Korban Pesach. Part of the basar of the Korban Pesach is inside the bone, the marrow, what the Gemara calls the moyach. The marrow is also basar. So there's a mitzvah to eat that basar. The problem is, the only way to access that basar is to break the bone. So says the Gemara, we learn from a pasuk, that one does not break the bone to go and get hold of the mayach, to get hold of the basar inside to eat the marrow. Zok the Gemara, why not? Why don't we say, asei doicha leis asei? The asay of achilas korb pesach shabutecha the lois asay of the etzem lesish berubai. So the Gemara shema mina ein asay doicha lois asay shabemikdash. When it comes to karbonos, the rule of asay doicha lois asay does not apply. Ad kan diri Gemara. Comes Tosfos with a famous question. One of the most basic rules, conditions, to be able to apply the rule of asei doicha lois asei is that the fulfillment of the asei and the transgression of the lois asei must be simultaneous. In the words of the Gemara, they must be ve'idna. It must be exactly, if one is fulfilling the asei and a second later one is over the lois asei, or the other way around, one is over the lois asei and a second later one fulfills the asei, no go. Then there's no heter of asei doicha lois asei. It's got to be exactly at the moment when the person fulfills the lois asei, fulfills the asei, he's over the lois asei, that's doicha. Frektosus, over here by the Korban Pesach, I'll tell you why asei is not doicha the lois asei, not because of the rule of ein asei doicha lois asei, shabbat mikdash, it's poshut not beidna. First you've got to break the bone. When you're breaking the bone, you're not eating the basar. You're preparing to eat the basar, but you're not actually fulfilling any mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. Then, once you've broken the bone and you get your knife and fork and you stick it in and you extract the mayach and then you eat it, however quickly it takes, but it's not simultaneous, so then you'll be mekayim the asei. So frek toisvus. So what is it? What's the Gemara's kasha? Let's apply the rule of asei doicha lois asei. Let's apply the rule that asei of achilas korban pesach should be doicha the lois asei of etzem lois ish berubay. The two are not happening simultaneously. It's not beidna. And when it's not beidna, the rule of asei doicha lois asei does not apply. Tosfos leaves the question unanswered. There's a very famous comment from the Piskei Tosfos at the back of the immediately after the Masechta. Is not a Piskei Tosfos, a very famous comment from the Piskei Tosfos. I'll read you out the words of the Piskei Tosfos. Im I efsha lekayim asay. If it is impossible to fulfill the asay, be'inyan acher, if you cannot perform this asay without being over the lowest asay, there's no other way to perform the mekayim, the mitzvah asay, without being over the lav, like over here. The asay of eating the moyach, of eating the marrow, you could be mekayim, the mitzvah asay, on the rest of the basar, on this shtikl flesh, which is inside the bone. The only way you could be mekayim, this mitzvah asay, is by breaking the bone. She's talking under eitzah. Where, says the Piskei Tosfos, im I efsher lekayim asay b'inyan acher, if you cannot be mekayim, the mitzvah asay, any other way, without first being over the lois asay, loy bo'inan b'idna, then you do not need, we set aside this rule of simultaneous, we set aside this rule, you don't need the klal of b'idna, even if one happens a bit before the other, but since there's no other way of performing, well, you have a choice that you could have done, it would have been possible, so then you must have b'idna. But over here, the mitzvah saseh cannot be done. The mitzvah saseh of eating this piece of meat, which is inside the bone, cannot be done under any circumstance without the bone first being broken. So then, even though you're being over the etzem l'sishbarubay, a minute before you're eating the basar, loy bo'inon b'idna. This is the rule of the Piskei Tosfos. So the Turi Aven, in Chagiga, in Masechtas Chagiga, the Turi Aven says, with this I can understand the following Rambam. The halacha is, the big day kuhuna, certainly the big day kuhuna gedoyla, is machlekes about the big day kuhuna of a kohen hedyot, involved the lav of kilayim, the lav of shatnas. A kohen gadol, for sure, the begodim, were shatnas. The kohen hedyot is a machlokes about the avnate, whether it was shatnas or not. But certainly the begodim of the kohen gadol were shatnas. So the Rambam says, what's the heter to wear for the kohen gadol? And the Rambam says, the asay of avodah, the mitzvah asay of doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, is doicha the lois asay of kilayim. It's based on the rule of asay, doicha lois asay. As we state in Rambam at the end of Hilchas Kilayim, Frequentary heaven, it's not b'idna. First the kohen gets dressed, and then, you can't get dressed in Nazara, you've got to get dressed at a private place. And then he walks to Nazara and he starts doing the avodah. So the minute he's put on the big day kuna, he's already been over the lav of kilayim, takes him a few steps to walk and then start doing the avodah, whichever avodah he wants to do, but that's not b'idna. So what's the heter? How can the Rambam apply the rule of asay de chalos asay? And you can say, the rationale, the explanation, why? How could the Torah be matter the kohen gadol to wear kilayim? There's a lav of lesilvash kilayim. And the Rambam says, you know what the Torah is? Asay de chalos asay. The asay of avoda is de chalos asay, but it's not in there. Says the Turi Eben, but according to this Piskei Tosfos, What again, the words of the Piskei Tosfos, im I efsher lekayim asay b'inyan acher. There is no other way for the kohen gadol to do the mitzvah of avodah without first putting on the bidei kuna. A kohen gadol who wears seven begodim, a kohen gadol who wears the begodim of the big day of the kohen hedyot, the avodah is possible. Doesn't count. The only way for the kohen gadol to perform the mitzvah of avodah is by first to put on the big day kuna gedayla. We'll come to that in a minute. So it's not b'idna. So how could the Rambam apply the rule of asay de chalos asay? Not b'idna. But the Teretz is the Piskei Tosfos. There's no other way for the kohen gadol to perform the mitzvah of avodah without first putting on the big day kuna. Otherwise, that way it is possible. Where efsher lekayim asay b'inyan acher, where it's impossible to perform the asay of without first being over the lav, there's no other route. There's no other, it's possible, unavoidable, literally unavoidable. Then loy b'inyan b'idna.
When he finished the avodah, straight away to change.
As soon as he can. The Chazal say l'nitla teira malachi ashores. He doesn't have to dash out like a b'shugan and rip them off. Once they're on, so you go out as quick as you take them off. You can't kind of wear them unnecessarily. Aber wir dürfen nicht machen, als der Lossung der Gemahle, der Zöller, der Malachi Aschor.
Das ist der Blinde Mikdash, das sind in der Bibel.
Sorry?
Das ist der Blinde Mikdash.
Yeah, oh, you're right, yeah, so the, I think this is the, that's Carbonus. Must be that's Carbonus, not Big Dick Winner. Yeah. Oh. Comes to Tzuri Eben, and he quotes a Mishle Melech. The Mishle Melech says, this Chiddush on the Piskei Tosfos is such a big Chiddush. I don't know where the Piskei Tosfos dreamt this up from. It's such a massive Chiddush. The Gemara says you need beit, no? The Gemara doesn't make any exception. Along comes the Piskei Tosfos out of nowhere, Yesh Me'ayin, and says you should know if there's no other way of performing the mitzvah saseh except then leibo ino bidna. I mean, you need a raya for this. You need some sort of a proof just to shake a chiddush out your sleeve. You can't do that. So you have a kasha. Just because you have a kasha, so therefore there must be some proof for this. The Mishnah Melech is not happy with this chiddush of the Piskei Tosfos. Comes the Tzuri Eben and he says, I will prove you. Clear proof. The rule of the Piskei Tosfos. And the proof is as follows. This is based, the Tzuri Eben bases his proof on a Tosfos in Masechtas Yevamos in Daf Tzadik Amud Beis. The Gemara says in Yevamos as follows. The halacha is, one wears a four-cornered beged, you have a mitzvah asei deraisa to put on tzitzis. Even if the beged is pishton, even if the beged is made, the garment is made of linen, four-cornered garment of linen, which means when you put on the tzitzis, one of which is tcheles, and tcheles has to be wool. So you're going to be confronted with shatnas. Nevertheless, we have a rule, that's one of the applications of asei decheles asei, and you're allowed to wear tzitzis, a beged or pishton, even though the tzitzis are wool, even though this involves shatnas, that's perfectly okay. So the Gemara brings, in the name of Bishamai, the Chazal came along and they made a takana. And they said, if you wear a four-cornered linen garment, you don't put on tzitzis. You can wear it, nothing wrong with wearing it. Minat Torah, as soon as you put that garment on, you're mechuyav to wear tzitzis. Chazal came along and said, no tzitzis. Why? So the Gemara says, because Chazal the Choshesh, maybe someone will buy himself a pyjamas of a four-cornered beged of linen, Big Day Laila, and the halacha is, Big Day Laila, a beged which is set aside for the night, is not mechuyav tzitzis. But this fellow, this Kegrasa Mabar Ravashi, he knows four-cornered garment needs tzitzis. But he's got very nice pyjamas. Yeah, he could wear them by day, really. They're very smart. So he thinks, what's the chiddush? As long as they look nice. So why shouldn't you wear tzitzis? And the viner, if he puts them on, he's over a lamb deraisa of kilayim, because there's no asay, it's big delayla. So Chazal said, to avoid that problem, they said, we're going to be oika the mitzvah, that now you should wear, if anybody who wears a four-cornered beged of linen doesn't put on tzitzis. Perfectly okay to do so, but you don't put on tzitzis. Says the Gemara, how can Chazal tamper with a mitzvah? It's chametzah deraisa. Who do Chazal think they are? So the Gemara says, this is the famous rule. For the same reason the Chazal come on Rosh Hashanah, which is Chal B'Shamas. Mitzvah asei deraisa to listen to the Kol Shofar. And Chazal said, because we're scared someone might be Mechal Shabbos, we cancel Shofar. And the rule is because it's Shev Va'al Ta'aseh, they're not telling us to go ahead and do an Aveira. They're telling us not to do a mitzvah. It's Shev, we're being over the Issa. Shev Va'al, we're just not blowing Shofar. Or we're just not shockling Lulav when the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos. So it's Shev Va'al Ta'aseh. So also over here, we're just not putting on tzitzis. Shev Va'al Ta'aseh. As we state in the Gemara. Frek Tosfos, Shev Va'al Ta'aseh. I understand when it comes to Shofar, you're just not blowing Shofar. I get it. You're not just not shockling Lulav. I get that as well. Abba tzitzis? I understand you're just not wearing, but you are wearing a beged without tzitzis. That's kuvasei. Why is that called considered Shev Va'al Ta'aseh? You are wearing a beged without tzitzis. Take it off. Why is this considered Shev Va'al Ta'aseh? Shofar, I understand you're just sitting down and doing nothing. But here you are actually wearing a beged without tzitzis. Why should that be considered Shev Va'al Ta'aseh? So Tosfos answers the following. If you take it in slow motion, says Tosfos, when exactly, at which stage, does the Torah tell the person, put on tzitzis? Says Tosfos, only once a person is lavush. You take the four-cornered baguette, it's in the air, no mitzvah to put on tzitzis. You're not wearing it. You've got absolutely no mitzvah to put on tzitzis while the baguette is not being worn. Once you put it on, after you put it on, as you are putting on, there's still no mitzvah. Once it's, so to speak, landed, now you've got it on. Oh, you put on your four-cornered baguette, along comes the Torah, says Rabbi Yid, you're wearing a four-cornered baguette, put on tzitzis. Says Tosfos, Oy bazoy, if Chazal say, don't put on tzitzis, that's Sheval Tasa. Because the Torah never said, don't wear a four-cornered baguette without tzitzis. There's nothing, there's no issa in the wearing of the baguette. The Torah came along after you'd already put on your baguette. You had already put on your four-cornered garment, you got it on. Now the Torah says, Rabbi, quickly put your tzitzis on. Comes Chazal and say, no, sit in the armchair and do nothing. That's Sheval Tasa. And therefore, says Tosfos, that's why tzitzis is called the tzitzis. For Chazal to be oikah, the mitzvah of tzitzis is fits into shofar, fits into lulav, and it's Sheval Tasa. For Tosfos, if that's the case, so what would you consider kilayim, the lav of shatnas? L'chayra, Tosfos, for the same reason that the mitzvah saseh of tzitzis is called Sheval Tasa, once you've got the baguette on, the Torah says, oh, put on tzitzis. So now comes the Chazal and they say, you don't need to put on tzitzis, just sit and do nothing, Sheval Tasa. L'chayra, the same should apply when it comes to shatnas. L'chayra, Tosfos. You put the garment on, once you've put the baguette on, along comes the Torah and says, no, take it off, because it's got kilayim. L'chayra, if I don't take it off, I'm over a lav. I agree I'm over a lav, but l'chayra, I'm only being over the lav, b'shev v'al tasa. In the same way that tzitzis, the Torah, the mitzvah only arrived once I had the baguette on, and then the Torah came along and told me, put the tzitzis on, and therefore Chazal to tell me, don't put the tzitzis on, is a question of shev v'al tasa. Surely Zoktosis, when it comes to kilayim, should be the same thing. Until I've got the baguette on, the Torah doesn't speak to me. Once it's landed, the Torah says, hey, hang on a minute, is that kilayim? Take it off quick. So if I don't take it off, I'm over Sheval Tasa. Frek Tosfos, but we have a Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus says explicitly that kilayim, if someone is wearing a baguette of kilayim, he's being over the leis aseh, bekum va'aseh. That's considered not passively, not Sheval Tasa, being over the leis aseh, that's considered actively being over. The Gemara says, if you see someone in the streets wearing shatnas, don't ask any questions, no things of kohod abrius, you go up to them and you rip it off. Says the Gemara, that rule only applies if they're being over an aveira bekum vaseh. If they're being over an aveira b'sheval tasa, then kavod abrius does apply. Kilayim is kumvaseh. Someone is wearing a baguette of kilayim and not taking it off, that is kumvaseh. For Tosfos, why? Why is it kumvaseh? Why is it any different to tzitzis? Tzitzis, we say, only once you've got the baguette on, then the Torah comes along and the Torah says, put tzitzis on. You don't, sheval tasa. So why don't we say the same reasoning by kilayim? Once you've got the baguette on, the Torah now shries, chai v'kam ravi, take it off, it's got kilayim. You don't take it off, it's a terrible avera, but it's sheval tasa, you're just not taking it off. No, it's called kumbase. Why is it called kumbase? And for Tosfos, because kilayim, the lav of kilayim, is not chal. After you've put the baguette on, like tzitzis, the lav of kilayim is chal as you put the baguette on. As the baguette, by tzitzis you must first be lavush. You split it into seconds, into milliseconds. By tzitzis, you must first be lavush. You must first be wearing the baguette. Once the person is wearing the baguette, comes along the Torah and says, you are now lavush in this four-cornered garment, go quickly put tzitzis on. By kilayim, it doesn't work like that, says Tosfos. By kilayim, as the baguette is landing, at the same time that you become lavush, not after you become lavush, at the same time that you become lavush, the Torah says, no, you mustn't wear kilayim. So the lav is chal, not after you become lavush, The Lav Yisrael, as you are becoming Lavish. Ah, as you are becoming Lavish, that means as you are doing the Maisa Levisha, as you are completing the wearing of this beggar. That's Kumvasi. And therefore says Tosfos, Kilaim is Kumvasi.
Yeah.
Vice that's Efshad Dorshin on Tamar de Krav, the Hagdara, that the lamb is not to go and bring about such a situation. So how do you bring it about? By putting it on. So even though that's the idea behind it, stop Efshad, the lamb is, don't bring it about. Frekta Turi Evan and Moira de Hikasha. We mentioned before that Kilayim Betzitzis is one of the, is it maybe even the prime example of Aseidah Chalesase. You have a four-cornered linen garment. In the days when the word Cheles, you had a mitzvah Aseidah to put on Cheles, it's Kilayim B'tzitzis. Frekta Tzuri Evan, let's break it down. You've got this tzitzis, this four-cornered baguette, and you've got tzitzis on, it's got Kilayim. You're putting it on. As you put it on, as it's landing, you have the lab of Kilayim. But you don't yet have the mitzvah of tzitzis. Because the mitzvah of tzitzis only happens after your lavush. Again, the lamb of Kilayim is as it's landing. 9, 7, 8, 6, 5, 0, 0 as it lands, bang, you're over the lamb of Kilayim. After 0, once it's landed, the mitzvah of tzitzis comes along. Frekta Tzuri Evan. So how can the Gemara say that Kilayim but tzitzis is asay, doich alois asay, it's not bidna? Now don't tell me Teich Nedivu, because Teich Nedivu doesn't help. Not when it comes to Aseh the Chalos Aseh, even though it's marriage next to each other. Doesn't help. It's not Bidna. The lab was, Frek the Turi Eben, as you put on the Beged. The Aseh is after you put on the Beged. So there's a millisecond between the Lois Aseh and the Aseh. They're not happening simultaneously. Frek the Tzuri Evan. How on earth can Chazal say it can apply? How can the Torah tell us? I say the Chalos say. Is that a contradiction to the whole rule? Zok the Tzuri Evan. So this is a raya barura to this Piskei Tosfos. Don't let the Mishle Melech say, oh, it's a big Kiddush. Not a big Kiddush. Again, the words of the Piskei Tosfos. Im e efshe lekayim asei b'inyan acha. I have my four-cornered linen garment with tzitzis on. The only way for me to be mekayim the mitzvah is to put it on. I can't do it any other way. And the only way for me to put it on is first to be over Kilayim. There's no other route. I can't get round the Kilayim. It's E-F-Shalakayim Asei B'inyanacha. It's impossible to perform the mitzvah with this baguette in any other way without first being over the lamb of Kilayim. There's no alternative route. It's not F-Shalakayim Shneir. Oh, so comes the Torah Eben and says, the Mishnah Melech is wondering where on earth did the Piskei Tosfos dream up this Kiddush from? It's not a dream. It's Kalam, it's Muchach from that Tosfos, but it's Muchach from the Halakha. That Kilayim B'tzitzis is Aseh, Doich Alois Aseh, and it's not Bidna? Must be the Pshat is because if E.F. Shalakayim, you cannot perform the Mitzvah of Tzitzis any other way, unless you're first over the Lamb of Kilayim. Ad kan divrei haTzuri Evan. So I saw a beautiful kasha on the Tzuri Evan. So the Tzuri Evan is alleging Kilayim B'tzitzis is not the rule, it's an exception to the rule. In Aseh D'Chalos Aseh, the rule is it's going to be B'inna. Comes the Tzuri Evan is saying that Kilayim B'tzitzis, that's not an example of the rule. That's an example of an exception to the rule. The Piskei Tosfos. Im e'efshe lekayim. If you can't get around it, so then we let you off from Midna. So it's a bit of an exception to the rule. Listen to the following Gemara in Be'er. The Gemara in Be'er is discussing the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam. Are you allowed on Yom Tov, you've shechted a bird, you need to make Kisei Hadam. You haven't got any crushed earth. You can't take a clump of earth. You have to crush it first. Crushing the earth is a malacha, ksisha. So can you rely on Aseh de Chalos Aseh? I've got a mitzvah Aseh of Kisei Hadam. I've got a lav de Raisa of ksisha, of crushing the earth on Yom Tov. Am I allowed to use the mitzvah Aseh of Kisei Hadam to be deicha the Lois Aseh of ksisha? Says the Gemara, listen to the words of the Gemara. What? No, you can't. Because when do we say, I say, the Chalosa say, that's only if it's Pe'idna, for example, Kilayim B'tzitzis. As we state in the Gemara. When do we say, I say, the Chalosa say, that's only if it's Pe'idna, for example, says the Gemara, what would be an example of Pe'idna? Kilayim B'tzitzis. That's an example of Pe'idna. Of over here, crushing the earth. It's not Pe'idna. First you crush the earth, and then you make the Kisui Adam. It's not Mamish Pe'idna. You can't apply the rule of Aseh Dechaleis Aseh. This Gemara, L'chaira, is a plea atzuma on the Tzuri Eben. The Tzuri Eben said, at least that's the way we understood the Tzuri Eben, seems to say, that Kilayim B'tzitzis is an exception to the rule. Yes, there's a rule when it comes to Aseh Dechaleis Aseh. One, it must be Pe'idna. The Aseh and the Leis Aseh must happen simultaneously, agreed. But there are exceptions to that rule. So the one exception would be the Korban Pesach. If we would apply the rule of Aseh Dechaleis Aseh Shabbat Mikdash, in the Afshel Akayim Aseh B'inyan Acha, Leis, we don't need Be'edna. And another example, which the Tzuri Eben proved, was from Kilayim B'tzitzis. But the Gemara says, Klanish Aseh. The Gemara says, the prime example of Be'edna, when do we say, there's a rule of Aseh Dechaleis Aseh, that's only when it's Be'edna, for example, Kilayim B'tzitzis. So how on earth does the Tzuri Eben's Chiddush to bring a raya to the Piskei Tosfos, how does that fit into this Gemara?
Isn't the Gemara itself a kasha on the Tzuri Eben? You say, given that it's impossible to do the Kisui Adam.
No, because about Kisui Adam. Because Kisui Adam, this fellow rather forgot to ground the earth. If you would have remembered, he could have, the mitzvah can be done without grounding.
Not him at that moment.
Yeah, no, that's not cool. It must be no other situation. See, the mayach, the boss of the mayach, there is no other way under the sun without first the breaking the bone. It can't be that put this situation because you happen to have forgotten. That's not good enough. It's got to be there is no, in Efsha, there's no possibility at all, ever.
Why wouldn't you say that he breaks the bone with the teeth?
Stalker breaking.
Mm-hmm. Why? He eats it. By breaking with the teeth. The
but you know how to break with the teeth. You know how to eat. That's the lav. That is the lav. Doesn't help. That is. Yeah, but still enough. What the Chinuch says, the reason why you mustn't break the bone is because we're like Malachim. Kings don't eat bones. Maybe people who can't afford eat the bones. So, yeah, Malachim don't eat bones. What does the Tzuri Eben do with this Gemara? That's the problem. So, very Bekitsa, the Stipler, according to the Bracha, has a Shaila, Chakira. You'll excuse me, it's a bit yeshiva shirei, but I think it's gishmakere. I'm just doing my job, that's what I do all day in yeshiva, so you'll excuse me. So, just imagine you're in yeshiva now, listening to the Shir Aleph, son of yeshiva. Excuse me, a bit younger. Sorry, I apologize. So, the stipler comes, and the stipler says the following chakir. What is the pshat in the Piskei Tosfos? How does it work? I understand, there's a rule. If it's impossible, it's impossible, so don't. What is this pshat? Impossible. What's the lumdus behind it? So he offers two pshatim. The first pshat is let's apply it to the breaking of the bone. So you're breaking the bone, and then you're going to eat the moyach. And the problem is, how can the achila of the korban pesach be doicha, the breaking of the bone, but you're not yet being mekayim naseh? So the first pshat is, since it's impossible, that's what the Piskei Tosfos says. The breaking of the bone is a hechsher mitzvah. That's what one needs to do to be able to eat. What the Piskei Tosfos is saying is that where it's efsha b'inyan acha, then even a hechsher mitzvah is also doicha. So even though normally a hechsher mitzvah, the preparations for the mitzvah would not be doicha, lo yisaseh. But where it's efsha b'inyan acha, there's no other way, then even the preparations of the mitzvah, because you can't avoid those preparations, hechsher mitzvah would also be doicha. And therefore, that's why, if not for the rule in Aseh Dechaleis Aseh Shabbat Mikdash, you can break the bone. One sad. Second sad, says the stipler, the pshat is, since it's impossible to perform the mitzvah achilas korban pesach without first breaking the bone, we consider the breaking of the bone as schalta da achila. This is the way to eat it. The way one eats the korban pesach is, first you break, even though you're not actually putting anything in your mouth, but as that benesim, there's no other way to eat it. So the breaking of the bone is not a hechsher mitzvah. Since it's impossible to eat the korban pesach in any other way, The breaking of the bone is aschalta d'achila. That's the way you eat. That's the beginning of the actual mitzvah. It's not the heksher mitzvah. It's the beginning of the actual mitzvah. Aschalta d'achila. So the first son is that the mitzvah is only starting later. Devila, when I'm breaking the bone, I'm doing a heksher mitzvah. And the chiddush is heksher mitzvah is doicha. The second son is that no, this is the mitzvah. Breaking of the bone, this is the achila, that's the schalta the achila. Now, the lashon of the tosis, of the piskei tosis is, imiyasa binyanacha, loy bo'inon be'idna. We do not need be'idna. In other words, even if it's not be'idna, now that would be bashma, like the second sad, like the first sad. Because according to the second sad, that the mitzvah achila has started. When I'm breaking the bone, I am doing the mitzvah of achila. So it is be'idna. This is Be'edna. I'm now doing the mitzvah of Achila, Be'edna. If it's Heksha, then we understand the Lashon of the Tosfos Yeshanim, Loi Be'edna Be'edna. You don't need Be'edna, you don't have Be'edna, because the mitzvah is only starting to violate, it's only Heksha mitzvah. So according to the Lashon of the Piskei Tosfos, it would be Maspa. But if you look at the Turi Evan, the Turi Evan says clearly that the Lashon, when he explains the Piskei Tosfos, Aschalta d'Achila. He uses that Lashon, Aschalta d'Achila. If so, Kilai B'Tzitzis is Be'idna. Kilai B'Tzitzis is not an exception. It is Taka Be'idna. Because since you can't perform, you can't eat the Korban Pesach without first breaking, so the mitzvah of breaking is part of the Achila. So our question was, it's not Be'idna, it's an exception to the rule. No, it is Be'idna. Because the breaking of the bone, that's the beginning of the Achila. You are now starting to perform the mitzvah aseh of Achila's Korban Pesach. So this is Be'idna. Is the Gemara in Be'er very good? When do we say that aseh d'chalos aseh? That's only by Be'idna. For example, Kilai B'Tzitzis. Same thing. Kilai B'Tzitzis. Since you can't go and perform mitzvah tzitzis without first being over the kilayim, so the mitzvah of tzitzis starts earlier. When you put on the beged, that's not a hechshav for the mitzvah of tzitzis. That is the aschalta de levisha. That's the beginning of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So this is mamish beidna. If we understand the piskei tosis, the second side, which is not so gishmak in the Lashon, it would explain the Gemara in Be'ah why this is not an exception to the rule of Be'edna if it's a Be'edna.